Hey everyone, Scott Hansen here from NFL Red Zone, and you're watching the Super Fantasy Bros Podcast. 1 hour of commercial-free podcasting starts now. Enjoy the show.
All right, welcome back to the Super Fantasy Bros Podcast, brought to you with Old City Sports Network. Week 10 is a wrap. Broke it all down yesterday. Today we move on to week 11. No Matt. No Sean today. I don't think we've ever tag teamed a pod by ourselves before.
Not a pod.
Matt's having technical difficulties. I don't know if he'll ever be back because that man's technically challenged. And Sean is work. So it's just us two for today. No problem at all. Today we'll be giving a quick preview of Thursday Night Football, do some cap or no cap, talk some of our rankings for the weekend, wrap up with picks, and I do have a trivia question. I was going to wait till Sean, but...
Oh, you're asking the good one?
Yeah, it's a good one. He'll probably be in... Hopefully, he's in the chat. Feel free to drop your start sick questions in the chat. We'll try to get them throughout the episode. Let's get into a preview of tonight's great... Finally, a good Thursday Night Football game. I don't think the Eagles have played on Thursday, so... Yeah, Thursday Night Football probably won't be good, but on paper, it's good. Let's start with the Bengals, who are red hot at the moment. Burrow has been hot. Like I mentioned, this is not a great matchup, as I believe the Ravens are probably top defense league, if not top three. Where do you have them ranked heading into Thursday night?
Well, I got to pull up my ranks. I completely forgot. But they are, the Ravens are third against quarterbacks.
Jesus.
I don't think it matters, though. I still think he goes off tonight.
Yeah. I mean, me and Matt and I are starting Ravens D in a different league, and kind of confident because no T, so it's one less weapon, but I'm sure Burrow will still be fine. I have him ranked. Okay, I say that, but I have him ranked outside my top 10 at number 12.
Why?
The defense is just so scary.
It is scary, but bro, like, he's hot. He's literally smoking hot.
Has he played the Ravens yet?
Yes, week two they played, he had 20.
I guess that's good, but not really for Joe Burrow. I was worried it was going to be one of them 3-4 8-point games. I mean, you're probably starting him, yeah, because he's hot, but I'd be a little afraid. I would feel more confident starting Sam Howell this week. And that's the threshold for a lot of these quarterbacks that are on edge for me. It'd be Sam Howell or this guy. And of course, Sam Howell's playing the Giants, like we mentioned yesterday, who played bad against. So, of course, there's that to be afraid of. But I think you're starting Joe Burrow. Just be a little – and it's Thursday night, so that's another concern for me. But let's go into the running back – or, sorry, Mixon and Ja'Marr Chase both locked in as must-starts, even though it's tough, like we mentioned. Yeah. Are you starting – considering starting, at least, Tyler Boyd with T out? Did you rank him somewhere that – he can be startable.
Well, I'll tell you right now, I am starting him.
Yes, I think I am as well.
I'm not even worried about it. I still think he gets at least 15. I think that's.
Oh my god! I hope he gets 15. I was not expecting that.
For his last four games, he had 16, 13, 8, 19, and he dropped a touchdown last week. So you could add 26, 27.
This would be a game where it just makes. It doesn't make sense that he has a good game, but it just does. And Ja'Marr kind of falls behind him. But
right. Yeah,
I have him at 33. So just a little far. But I definitely start him. And with T out, I'm more confident in that.
Well, yeah, that's the only reason you are starting him.
Yeah. I honestly, one person, Joe Mixon, he's like living under the radar for me. I don't even know how well he's doing.
Like, I honestly have no idea either.
I have him ranked at 16, but I haven't heard anything about it. I think he's struggling. Let's see. So, I mean, I guess you're starting him.
Running back 16.
He's been all right last couple games.
Oh, my God. He's been so solid.
Not Sean Glazing solid. Like
No.
He hasn't been that way in a while. But, yeah, I guess we're starting him, even though, what's his name? Gator said Ravens are third in run defense.
I think Mixon has a bad game.
Does he have a worse? Does he have a better game than Tony Pollard this week?
Oh my god! I don't know. Probably. It's going to be hard to have a worse game than Pollard, dude.
He's I almost made Pollard my start of the week, but I can't fall for that.
No, please don't.
All right. Lamar's been struggling quite a bit. Did you bump him down in the rankings at all? Obviously, you're starting him, but you might be a little more concerned about Lamar than I am Burrow tonight.
Yeah. I mean, I moved him down for what like he normally is. I have him at six now. Yeah, he's. I don't know. I think tonight's going to be a quarterback game. I think they're going to.
Personally, I'm hoping for a Lamar stinker. I can see a Lamar stinker coming as well.
No. At home, bro.
I don't know. If he goes, Odell might have a big game. That's all I'm hoping for.
Oh my god.
Did you lock this bet in? Make some 50 yards and a touchdown. My bias. I don't know.
No, I would not. Not against this defense.
Yeah, that's a little risky. But yeah, starting Lamar, I'd be a little more concerned though over Joe Burrow. The Ravens RBs have been all over the place the last couple weeks. How'd you rank Gus and Keaton Mitchell? Are you starting either? I'd be a little afraid to start either.
I can answer that right now. Am I starting them?
Which one would you start?
I would still probably start Gus. That's just because he has four games in a row with a touchdown.
Yeah.
Seven touchdowns in the last four games. So, I mean, he's definitely the safer option.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's insane how many touchdowns. Okay. Basically, he's a lock for a touchdown. So, yeah, I have Keaton a couple spots lower than him, but I would lean Gus just because – clearly, he's guaranteed a touchdown. RB2. Yeah. Keaton, like, if you don't give a damn and you just want a high ceiling, maybe.
He could get a little 50-yard touchdown. Gator just said Mitchell, 60-yard.
Gator's
touchdown.
Looking up all the damn stats. Yeah. All right, he had two touchdowns last couple weeks as well. So, start Gus more confidently, but Keaton, sneaky play.
Sneaky.
Mark Andrews locked in, of course. Zay Flowers has been up and down as of late. Is he a start at flex this week?
Zay,
where do I have him? I have him at 34.
Yeah, that's fair. I got him at like.
Hold on. I have him but under Tyler Boyd, so that's how I feel about that. I'd start Tyler Boyd over.
Yeah, hell yeah. I have him at 38. I'm slowly becoming like out on Zay.
Love Tank. Yeah, I think he's bad because Lamar's just not that good, but save that for another day. Zay, risky flex play for sure. All right, that's it for this game. Any other questions, feel free to drop them in the chat. Let's move on to some cap or no cap. I'm not finding the banner right now, so finally I'm in control, so I don't have to put it up if I don't want to. All right, cap or no cap, Dak Prescott should be ranked as a top five quarterback moving forward. I have him, technically I have him at six this week, so I'm going to say cap, but I could definitely see if he has another game like he did the last couple weeks this week, top five for sure.
I mean, I hate to say it, but I think it is a no cap. I know I've always been a Dak fan, whatever, but I have him at five. He's probably going to linger around that five spot for the rest of the season. They're just a pass-first offense, man.
Yeah.
They put up points, and we say Pollard sucks all the time. So, I mean, who's put up the points? Dak.
Insane. His last four games, I guess, are insane. Yeah, him and CeeDee Lamb built a house in Banana Land and have been living there the last 4 weeks. So, yeah, definitely could be top five remaining rest of the season as long as they're pass-first, which – as long as Pollard stinks, that'll be the case. All right, next one here. Cap or no cap, Devin Achane may be coming off of a four-game IR, but he still must start fantasy if he plays. Cap, is he must start if he comes back?
He probably is, man. When he's on the field, he's just wild. I mean, but it depends what they say. If they're like saying he's going to be limited and all, maybe you just don't. But I don't know, man. He's just been absurd when he's played. So.
Those running backs are going to be just bugs when they come back. But they were both producing when they're together. Yeah, playing. I know. It's insane.
I don't get it.
That shouldn't be the case.
It should not be the case at all, but it is the case, and he probably is startable unless they say he's going to be, like, super limited.
Yeah. I would probably start him when he's back, but I don't know if he's going to be as insane as he was when he first was playing, but we'll see. All right, cap or no cap, Jacoby Myers is now a risky flex at best moving forward. I'm going to say no cap. He's about to be not startable at all. Or cap.
Yeah. It sucks, man, because he was so good. He was so good, dude. I was so close to trading for him one night, and I was giving up like some juicers. I'm very glad I did.
He was literally the trade. Addy the first however many weeks.
Literally was Addy. He, oh my god. Okay, so he had 29, 15, 5, 20, 17, 18.
Yeah, that's. Addy was putting up like 4, 6, 8.
I know.
I think we mentioned he's currently wide receiver 18. That's gonna fall off in about a couple weeks.
Yep. He's gonna jump over him soon.
Oh yeah, for sure. As long as Aiden O'Connell's quarterback, he's falling off. I wouldn't even consider starting him at this point because I'm sure his matchups are. Let's see, Miami, KC. Yeah, they're a little tough. Unfortunate for Jacoby. Last cap or no cap here, Dalton Kincaid is top five tight end rest of the season, even when Mr. Dawson Knox is back.
I'm going to have to go cap.
Really?
I don't think he's top five. Yeah, I don't think he's top five rest of the season.
I think he was producing with Dawson Knox before he got hurt. Let's see. Who do I have top five?
You can't he's not one that I could lock. He's not one of the sturdy bulls. Like the Kelce's, the Hawks, the Mark.
He's Andrews. Been so sturdy though.
He has been sturdy, but like Kittle's kind of becoming a little sturdy as well. Sam LaPorta's still like
Porter for sure.
I don't think I want to put Kincaid at five yet.
How about Trey McBride? Who do you feel
that's
safe?
That's also someone that I'm thinking about. Dude, he's looked juicy.
So, and now he has a better quarterback. So,
and now he has a better quarterback, and he looked more juicy.
He's on the fringe of top five for me. I'll put him in the top seven at least. He deserves seven.
Okay. Yep. I agree.
And that's until Dalton Schultz continues to rise.
All right.
That's it for cap or no cap here. Before we get into the rankings breakdown, let's get into the ad read. Sponsor for this episode is Fanatics. For this NFL season, we are partnered with Fanatics, the leading brand for NFL merchandise. We are a week away from Thanksgiving football, and Black Friday football. First ever Black Friday football, which means we are getting closer to Christmas. Fanatics has all of your stuff for Christmas. For your Christmas list is here with jerseys, t-shirts, merchandise, and more. Go to the link in our bio on all platforms to take advantage of their sale going on now. Use the code NFLST to get 25% off your order. Get the holiday shopping done early through Fanatics. Use the link in our bio. It helps us a ton. We appreciate the support. Get into some rankings breakdown. Starting with probably the rookie of the year, possible MVP, CJ Stroud. Continues big performance trend with another solid outing last week. How high did you rank him against this mid-Cardinals defense? I'm not falling for CJ Stroud yet. I'm a fan, but Matt proposed the question. We have Stroud and Herbert. He said, should we get cute start Herbert or Stroud over Herbert? I'm not letting that 54-point game blind me. Because he had an okay game last week.
Yep.
But I do have him ranked inside the top 10 at number 9. His matchup is very juicy.
Well, I have him at 7, and I'm confident. And I would – excuse me, I had a burp. I think he's locked in starter.
Are you starting him over Sam Howell?
I think I would. I know
his matchup is so good too, and he throws a billion times a game.
dude, the boom, his.
Like, Sam Howell's floor is 30 points, basically.
I know. I think you might be right, dude. Because, like, there's no way. He's not going for 50 again.
No, no way. Hell. I think he had to go to OT to get 50. I mean, he's still probably, like, 40 before. But,
yeah, he had still... 0 rushes for 10 yards in that game. How's that work?
I don't know. Does a cube, like, a scramble count as? I don't think that counts as a rush. Maybe it does. I don't know. Magical.
Beats me. But no, I think you're right. I think maybe I should move him down a bit. Maybe I should move him to 9. I think I move him to 9.
Because he had, before that 53-point game, he was mid.
Yeah.
But he could be on the rise. Juicy, though. Nico and Schultz and Tank Dell are great weapons for him. And Noah Brown. The rise of Noah Brown.
Nico CD. Comes back, it's wrapped.
Oh, yeah. Another quarterback here, Justin Fields, back in action this week after missing a few games. Is he right back in as a top 10 option for you against the Detroit Lions?
Unless 10 is now 15, then yes.
No, yeah, I have
a 15.
I'm at 14.
I'm not. There's a lot of juicy quarterbacks now. We went from no quarterbacks to so much juice.
Insane. And Josh Dobbs has made his way to become more relevant than Trevor Lawrence.
Literally have Dobbs over him at 14.
Yeah, he's very good. But not too confident in Justin Fields' return. I like Tyson Badgett more, but he seems to be gone. Sean will see that Tyson Badgett is better than Justin Fields this week.
Yep.
We just talked about him. Sam Howell continues to dominate. Is he top 10 for you this week? He said, are we still too low? He must be low. I'm not low at all.
I'm not low at all.
Yeah.
I have him.
Where do you
10?
Have him? 10? I have him at 6.
Oh, my God.
I have him above Herbert. That's how I'm all in. His matchup's insane, and I don't really care about how much he struggled the last time he played the Giants. He's a different guy now. Or maybe he's not. I don't know. He did cook before the Giants game, then he sucked. But the Giants are even worse than when he played him before. I think he's going to go off.
Love your confidence. Dude, where did he come from?
He went to North Carolina last, and then he played one game at the end of last year.
Because
he's on the Commanders. I forget who the quarterback was. It was like Wentz and... Who else did they have? Who else was the quarterback for the Commanders last year? I don't remember. But Sam Howell played the last game of the season. I don't know. He may have just been a mid backup and then broke onto the scene. But
for him, man. Who would have thunk?
Yeah, I believe he's quarterback 3. Oh, he had 20 in that final game of the season last year. So we should have known.
We should have known, dude. We should have known he's a lock for 20 every week.
So top 10 definitely for sure for Sam Howell. We have one question here. Sit one, D-Hop, Mike Evans, Tyler Boyd. D-Hop has to be D-Hop.
I hate that. I hate that. Wait, let's see. I want to say D-Hop, but...
I have D-Hop at... Okay. For me, it would be sit Tyler Boyd. Yeah, I've ranked him ranked the lowest.
I'm not being biased. I'm not being biased because I'm starting him. I think Boyd has another juicy game here. I think they're going to have to pass. They're going to have to pass the whole game.
Diop has a better matchup, but I can't trust Will Levis.
I can't. I literally cannot trust him.
So
I want to, and I want to trust Diop. I love Diop, but no.
Yeah, it's a little
scary.
I'm
probably sitting Diop.
Spin the wheel.
Don't spin the wheel. Just sit D-Hop.
All right. Kyler looked pretty solid his first game back and now gets the Texans defense, which is exploitable. I don't know if that's true. Is he a top 12 option this week? I believe I have him in my top 12. Yes, I have him at 10. So Sean.
Me as well.
All right. Yeah. I don't want to talk too much about Kyler because Sean's not here. We don't have to. But
I have him 11. Sorry.
He looked rock solid first game back. and he has to basically do everything for that team. So lock him in. He's better than Justin Fields. More, I would trust him a little more back. All right,
he's
on to the running.
He's way up from 11, though. 10.
Yeah, he needs to get Hollywood involved, and it'll be a lot better.
Oh my God! Yeah, why did he not?
Dre McBride is the truth. Sorry, Sean. All right, on to running backs here. Are David Montgomery and I almost said Josh Gibbs. Who the fuck's Josh Gibbs?
Josh Gibbs.
Why does that sound? I don't know. And I can't even think of his first name. What is Gibbs' first name?
Come on, you got it. You got it.
I don't know why I'm blanking. I need to cheat. Gibbs. Jameer. Okay. I don't know why I was thinking of some very white names. Montgomery and Jameer Gibbs both top 10 running back options this week as the Lions continue to pound the rock? I think they had over 200 yards of rushing, even though it was the Chargers last week. Where do we have Gibbs? I have Gibbs at three this week.
I thought you were about to say two. I have him at three, too.
I have Monty at 12.
I'm just glad. At 13.
All right. I'm glad.
That sucks.
Yeah. But Monty's still so good. So it's 70 yard touchdown. Insane. But
if Monty would start, if it was a standard league, things might be a little different. Huge Monty fan, though.
Yeah, it's good to see that Gibbs is, I guess he's taken over now, but I guess the injury was needed for Monty in order for him to shine. We talked about
Monty keeps shining.
He's still shining, just not as shiny.
All right.
This running back's not too shiny. Tony Pollard, we talked about him a lot yesterday. Do we have him in the top 10, or are we being smart here and ranking him outside the top 10 where he probably should be? Should be outside the top 20.
I got him
20.
At 12.
Yeah, I'm at 12. I have him at 13. Or, yeah, 13. So,
And that's still being super generous.
Yes. Because if you just
super
take away Tony Pollard's name, and he's
nothing.
You wouldn't even start him. You'd rather start Jerome Ford or Jalen Warren.
Oh my God, imagine.
But his matchup is very juicy, but it clearly doesn't matter because they hate running the ball. And when they run the ball, it's Rico Dowdle.
He's nice. So, Dowdle's nice.
And his name's Rico. That's pretty cool. But yeah, outside the top 10, I wouldn't be surprised if he has a good game. I wouldn't be surprised if he has another stinky game.
Yep.
One question real quick. Should he start? That's crazy because, I feel like this guy asked this yesterday. Lamar or start Lamar.
I'm starting Lamar. Both quarterbacks went out 25 plus.
I hope not. I'd rather have Joe Burrow. I need a Lamar stinker tonight. But I won't be biased towards my own team.
Sounds like you're a bit biased.
I know. I can't have. Oh my God, I have Ravens D. I can't have Joe Burrow at 25 either. All right, 3-0 game or 14-0 game. Joe Burrow throws two pick sixes. On another running back, very hot running back right now, Rashad White, quietly been not very. Sean, these words need to be fixed. He hasn't been quietly hot and solid. He's been great and very loud. Are you nervous about his matchup this week against San Fran, who looked very scary last week, adding Chase Young?
I'm not because he's going to catch probably
four or five balls. Too involved in the passing game to worry about his rushing.
Yeah. Standard.
Straight away.
I'd probably consider benching him.
He's been very, very good. That long touchdown last week. And has he scored? I feel like he scored the last couple weeks. Two touchdowns in week 9, one touchdown in week 10. So, on a bit of a roll, and 15 points in the last 4 weeks. So RB8 on the season. That's what he's supposed to be last year, but they had Lenny. But yeah, a little worrisome rushing, but he should be involved in the passing game, especially against the Niners. They'll probably be playing catch up. Last running back here, Isaiah Pacheco, back-to-back stinker, 6-point games. I believe could be back-to-back-to-back. heading into the bye. Are you confident in him this week against the Eagles defense? I don't know what they are against the rush, but they have to be top three as well.
We have to be super good. No, I'm all the way at 25. I'm out on him this week.
Yeah.
I'm looking up to see what the – we're literally first.
Oh, my God. Yeah. He might be another one in PPR. You hope for some receptions, but he's probably getting 0 yards on the ground.
No, this is a McKinnon-type game.
Easily. And Clyde. Because we would let Clyde go off.
We would. We let the anniest of bulls go off. Like that Noah Gray bull is probably going to have like two touchdowns.
Oh, yeah. As long as it's not Kelsey.
I hate Kelsey. Oh my God. I don't even know when that happened, but I hate him now. I'd be like,
it's Taylor Swift. And I hate that the game's on Monday night because that's all they're going to talk about, especially because Kelsey versus Kelsey. Kelsey versus Kelsey versus Taylor Swift. It's going to be annoying. You could get probably so drunk if you were to play some game where they mention one of their names every time. Pacheco outside the top 20 this week. Not confident starting him. Receivers here. We touched on Puka and Cooper Kupp struggles heading into the bye, though that was with Brett ripping farts. How did you rank them this week with Matt Stafford back? And if not Matt Stafford, if he gets hurt, Carson Wentz.
Ooh, I have Kupp at 11. Is that disrespectful?
No, I have him at 11 as well. I have Puka at 15.
I have Puka at 18.
All right, that's fair enough. They both have been a little down, but
they're just their potential though is just
because
keeps them in it.
They're on an offense where Matt Stafford will throw 70 times if he has to, and he basically has.
I know. I need Kyren back. Stat.
Is he supposed to come back?
Like, I think they said earlier.
I expect him back week 12. Yeah. Yeah, then they'll be a little more well-rounded. That's when we saw at least Puka play amazing. So if they have a running game, hopefully they're all back on track.
Yep.
Davante Adams, he looked a little better this past week against the Jets. Are we all the way back in on him? I currently have him ranked at inside the top 10 at number 8. So I guess I'm back because new coach and they know – they have a brain knowing that they have to feed their best player.
Yeah, I also have him at 8.
A quarterback still stinks.
Jalen Ramsey this week?
I don't know. Maybe Jalen Ramsey's too afraid to cover him, but I'm sure it would be him.
Oh, either way, I think he's still got to be top 10. He has to be every week. Yeah. He's too good.
Yeah, they'll force feed him even if he hits like 10 receptions for 15 yards.
Yep.
Yeah, he's locked in. Next, these Texan wide receivers all look good, though they were without Nico last week. Now that Nico's back, how did you rank them? Sorry.
I guess we'll go one by one. Tank Dell, I have a 17. Am I biased?
No, I have him at 18.
Okay. Nico, I have at 26.
I have him at 26.
Okay.
And I don't even know where I know about Brown right
now. I got Noah Brown at 43.
I have him at 35.
Yeah, it's over for him, I think. But
I do think Nico's better, but it's not really looking that way.
Tank is just – he's just
– I'm a little sleep on Tank. I know he's good, but I don't know how good he actually is.
He's about to throw you, trust.
Yeah, well, he's definitely. Let's see, what's he done the last couple of games? I feel like he had a stinker. Maybe I'm thinking.
Sean has Nico over Tank. I can't do it. I could do it, I guess, but
yeah. The last 2 weeks he's been good, but then before that, he was a little stinky. It's close. I would maybe go cop out and put Nico and Tank next to each other, but that's not how I have it at the moment. But yeah, Noah Brown, clear third. Maybe this week we'll decide who gets ranked first next week.
All right.
We have a question here. Got offered Breece Hall and Kelsey for Eckler and Kincaid. Should I accept? He has Gibbs, Dehen, and Kyren. So Eckler over Breece, Kelsey. I'd probably stay. I never understand how these trades are being asked. Like, is he getting Kelsey and
Eckler and Kincaid?
I would keep Eckler and Kincaid for sure.
Kelsey's, I don't know.
Like, obviously, you're upgrading one and downgrading the other, but Eckler, the space between Eckler and Breece is a little bit more than Kelsey and Kincaid, so I'd stay with Eckler and Kincaid. And you have Gibbs, Henry, and how do you have Gibbs and Dehen and Eckler? That's crazy. But
I don't know, man. That's really hard. That's like a super fair trade.
It's super fair, but I personally would keep Eckler and Kincaid. Dawson Knox is back. Eckler and Kincaid. That's my take.
I think I might take Kelsey. He's the best player of the trade, and you're getting him. I'm going the Kelsey side.
All right. Sorry, we can't really give you an answer. Maybe Sean is in the chat.
That's really, really hard to say. Yeah. But Kelsey's easily the best player. So
he's falling off a bit.
Come on, man. He's still number two.
Sean,
booms are super boomy.
They are super boomy, but when have we seen the super boomy?
A few weeks ago. It wasn't too. It was kind of. It was probably like a month ago.
Week 7. That's not too long ago. I don't know. Sean, if you're in the chat, please break the tie. But while you do that, move and talk about some of these Seattle wide receivers. Have you moved up DK and Lockett after a solid game last week, or are we still nervous about the consistency of Geno Smith passing the ball?
Well, I will always be nervous about the consistency. That's never going to change with Geno. But I have Lockett at 22. And I have DK at 15.
Yeah. I have DK. I'm never ranking DK over Tyler Lockett again. He stinks.
Oh, my God.
I have Tyler Lockett at 20, DK at 23, jeez, which isn't too far off.
You're out on DK.
DK is not that good. And Tyler Lockett is the best receiver on that team.
All right. Love to hear it. I hope you're right.
Well, he's shown that he is. Let's see. He's had DK's highest points this season is 17. And Lockett's done that more than once. He's hit 20 more than once.
Yeah, but I'm sure DK's floor is much higher than.
Slight.
How many single digit games has DK had?
DK has one. Lockett
How many
has
Lockett have? Three.
Okay, I didn't see the week one. No, he has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh my God. Come on, bro.
I just don't like DK.
All right, that's fine. That's fair.
DK is wide receiver 38, though, and Tyler Lockett's 23.
Well,
he has one.
That's just that boom type.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. I'll never rank DK higher than Tyler Lockett again.
All right, thank you.
But I am a little concerned with Geno. But as of right now, not too bad.
Yeah.
On to the tight ends here. Jake Ferguson continues to munch along with the whole Cowboys offense. Did he move into your top 10 this week?
Yeah, I'm at 9. I'm in.
Yeah. Playing against.
I think you start him every week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He will remain in my top 10 because Taysom Hill disappointed. He needed to go off last week in order to
it was
stay,
bound to happen.
Stay top 10. I know.
No, he was bound to fall off, man. Come on.
But yeah, Jake Ferguson, as long as the Cowboys are passing ball, he will be munching consistently. Another tight end who's sort of been munching, Cole Kmet, gets Fields back. Are we more confident in him staying hot now with, I guess, a better quarterback? I don't know.
I'm at 13. I don't know how to feel about him.
I mean, he's been better with Tyson Bagent than Justin Fields, but yeah, I have him at 13 as well. So
I don't know what to think when Fields plays, man.
He stinks or he runs the ball.
He's a really bad quarterback. He's really good at running the ball.
Josh Dobbs might be better than him.
He's easily better than him. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Sean would never want to admit to that.
He should.
Yeah. But, oh, what is Sean typing in here? Yeah. Not too confident in Cole Kmet, but I would still throw him out there. Last tight end here. Last talks for ranking breakdown. David Njoku, 10-plus points in the last 5 or 6 games. Quietly. Are you still starting him with DTR? Are we nervous about DTR? I absolutely am. I don't know why it's not PJ Walker.
Yeah, 1,000% nervous. I'm not starting him.
I don't know what game. Actually, I could probably just look at Njoku's stats and see which game it was that DTR played. I don't know. It may have been the 49ers game, but that dude stinks.
Yep.
And yeah, I would stay away from Njoku.
I'm out. I'm out on that.
But he has been good. Fortunate for D-Watt.
Yeah.
That's it for the rankings breakdown. Let's get, before we start, do starts and sits. One question here. Purdy versus the Bucks or Tua versus the Raiders? I'd probably go Purdy.
I'd probably go Purdy too.
Purdy, I have at 12.
So we could drop like 50 any game.
Never mind. I have Tua at 4. Let's go off my rankings. I will start Tua.
Like Purdy, if you want a safer floor, yeah, I guess.
Like 18.
How many times has Tua had less than like 20 though? Like 18.
1, 2, 3, 4 times.
Ooh. Yeah, all right. So yeah, if you want the safer option, I go Purdy, but if you need a win, probably go Tua, because
yeah, the Raiders isn't that bad of a matchup.
Yeah, the Raiders aren't putting up points, man.
I mean, he might get sacked by Max Crosby about 50 times, but he might throw 2-3 touchdowns to make up for it.
They don't even need to put up points for the Dolphins to put up points. Like they,
yeah,
dropped like 70 on the Broncos' head, and Broncos, what was the score of that game? Broncos had like
70 to like 20.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you want the boom, go Tua.
Yeah.
All right. So let's get into our starts and sits of the week. I will. Actually, T Gods, you can start. Who was your start of the week?
Well, hold on, man. Start of the week, I talked about him a bunch this episode. Tyler Boyd. So we've seen him go off last week. He had 19.7 with no T. There's no T again tonight. They are playing a super good defense, but I think the Ravens are going to probably be leading a lot of this game, I think.
You think?
You don't think?
I think Boyd – no, I believe Boyd will have a good game. I don't think they'll be leading.
All right. It's going to be close the whole game. It's
yeah, that's close, for sure.
And points are going to be scored.
Hopefully.
The Bengals are going to need to score. They know that. Tyler Boyd went off. He had 12 targets last week. And the only thing I am concerned about is he dropped a wide-open touchdown. And so, like, does that mean Burrow isn't going to rely on him? Maybe, but – he still had 8 receptions for 117 yards last week. So
that's a lot.
That's a lot. So I think it's a very good start.
Yeah, I think the focus will be on Jamar. I guess just Jamar. So Tyler Boyd will probably have a good game. I believe that as well. My start of the week here is Jaylen Warren, though it is a scary matchup this week against the Browns. He did see his career high in carries and rushing yards, 15 for 101. And fantasy points, most fantasy points of all season. He's seeing 50% of the snap share. It is a scary matchup, but I believe his passing involvement will keep him with us. He will have a solid floor, relatively stable, solid floor, just because of the passing game. Obviously, Najee is sort of back, but Warren does not seem to be going anywhere. And they will most likely be playing, maybe not. Maybe they won't be playing from behind, but he will be relied on. So Jaylen Warren, somewhat of a good start. If you have someone on a bye like Kamara.
I want to agree, but as a Najee owner and a Najee stan, I got it.
Jaylen Warren is still better than him.
No, I don't think. I can't even.
That's
argue
just because I have.
I can't argue it and like actually be confident in it. Like
they're like equal.
In my
they
opinion,
shouldn't
you
be
can
equal.
Start both.
Yeah. I would start both and feel probably the same if I had either of them.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go for the sits. To you guys, who is your sit this week?
The sit is also someone that I own that he's looked out for me a couple games this year. Dante Foreman.
Mm-hmm.
It's just he's playing the third best run defense. He's banged up. Khalil Herbert's back, right? Or no?
I believe so.
Well, that would change a lot in this. But either way, Roshan Johnson, Justin Fields is back. He's going to be running a lot. So the offense is going to be a bit different since Foreman's kind of broken out. So
yeah,
I think it's a good week to sit him.
Yeah, it says Herbert was a full participant in practice today. I don't know what that means for Sunday, but I would still, yeah, I would probably stay away from what's his name.
And it sucks. I was flexing him. I enjoyed having him on my team, but
he would be a very good running back rest of the season if Herbert was not to come back. Because they were relying on heavy last week. That screws things up too.
I know.
Fucking it up for four.
God, I hate him. He's good for nothing. He's good for nothing. Actually, I'd be so mad if I lived in Chicago, dude.
Oh, yeah. I think they have the number one pick. They'll definitely replace him. They should replace him.
1,000. Actually, I don't even know. They could just keep Tyson.
Yeah, trade digging a lot.
He's not even that bad.
No, they've won with him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn it. Get Fields out of town.
Yep.
All right. My sit of the week. Not too hot, but it's going to be Jahan Dotson. Though I am very high on Sam Howell. Dotson last week somehow not involved in a high-scoring game with a big fat donut. I am looking for my notes. Sorry. All right. He did lead the team last week in time on the field, running 93.6% routes. He had zero receptions, so he was just doing a lot of cardio. He led the team in cardio. I would stay away from him. I think we've been on the fence with him for weeks now. So, Jahan Dotson, don't start him. And I was right last week with Jacoby, so please, if you're listening, I could be right sometimes.
I agree. I want Hondon to be good, though, dude. Like, I really do, but...
Yeah. I forget who scored the tying touchdown last week for him, but it was not Hondon or Terry. Forget his name.
Something Terry.
Was
no?
Let's see. I'll look at his...
Dude, it was like two letters. And
oh, no, it was Diami Brown.
Who was the Terry Bowl that scored?
What game was that? Oh, no, you're thinking of the Saints. That's AJ, A.T. Terry.
Oh, yeah, that was Andy, whatever. Dude.
A.T. Perry.
A.T. Perry, that's what it was, dude.
that name is Any.
That's the Any name in the league. I'm about to get his jersey.
A.T. Perry, better than Jahan Dotson, at least last week. All right, so that's it for our starts and sits. Let's get into these game picks here. Standings. We'll start with first place. It's me. I think I've lost a bit of the lead, but I am in the lead with 96. Then we have Sean, 93. Matt at 91. T-Gods, I believe you have 89. Fought your way back. You have 89, but I feel like you were down a little more. There. So this could be a week, depending on how cute you want to get. How cute
this
we all
could be a
get.
Week.
The
this
week.
Could be a week.
Let's start here with Thursday Night Football. Bengals at the Ravens. Sean has picked the Ravens. Matt also on the Ravens. I am picking the Bengals.
Yes, let's go. I'm taking the Bengals as well.
I think it'll be low scoring.
What? No way, bro.
I think I'm just hoping it's low scoring. Let's see. Okay, yes, I did pick the Bengals, so... Yes, we're split in half, 2v2, Bengals and the Ravens. All right, let's get into the Sunday slate here. Cardinals at the Texans. Sean picks the Texans. Matt split and goes the Cardinals. I am taking the Texans.
I as well am taking the Texans.
Sean's bias
Cardinals
is gonna,
Island.
Sean's bias is about to kill him. 3-1 Texans.
Wait,
well,
who's he biased for?
Kyler.
But he took the Texans.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, Matt. Wow, Matt. Matt. I'm just so used to what Sean picks.
I know.
All right, Matt. I'm sorry. All right, 3-1 Cardinals Texans. Bears Lions. Sean got the Lions. Matt also on the Lions. I am also on the Lions.
Sweep that thing, Cuzzo.
Yep. Easy sweep. Next game here, Cowboys Panthers. This should be another sweep. I have the Cowboys. Both Sean and Matt have Cowboys. They make like a dollar. That spread has to be crazy too. I don't know, because I know it was crazy for them last week against the Giants. It was like -16. All right. Next game here, Chargers at the Packers. Sean and Matt both picking the Chargers. I am as well picking the Chargers.
Yeah.
Aaron Jones, maybe this is the game he has. Maybe this he finally has a good game this week against the Chargers, who just gave a million yards.
Maybe. Rushing. Maybe.
Cowboys are -10.5. I thought it would be more.
Oh, my land. That's good. I would take that.
Yeah. They could win by like 30. I think they won by like 30 last week. Raiders at the Dolphins. Matt and Sean both on the Dolphins. I am on the Dolphins as well.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know. The Raiders are a little different. Maybe they bounce back. Somehow
they
beat
could,
the
but they Dolphins. Probably won't.
Probably
won't.
Not. All right. Another sweep. Sweep. Three sweeps in a row. Four sweeps in a row. I don't know if that's a good thing. Might be five sweeps in a row. Giants hit the Commanders. Sean and Matt both picking the Commanders. I am as well.
Taking Sam Howell all day long.
Yep. Bounce back revenge game for Sam Howell since he stunk last time. All right. Steelers at the Browns. Sean's picking the Steelers. Matt's picking the Browns. I'm picking the Browns, even though they have DTR quarterback.
No, I'm taking
Steelers
all day long. Steelers are hot.
I am switching the Steelers, so I switch them to CBS as well. I'm not trusting DTR. That guy stinks.
Hell no.
It's the Steelers who somehow win every. They're so good, and they're not good at all. Doesn't make any sense. Titans at the Jaguars. Bless you.
Thank you.
Sneezing on the truth. They aren't good. Sean picked the Jag. Sean and Matt both picking the Jaguars. I'm picking the Jaguars.
I am picking the Jags as well. Anytime I bet on the Titans, I lose.
I don't know why you would bet on the Titans. This would be the game Diop goes off because we all are doubting him again.
Probably.
But maybe
my season would have been saved if I just started on that one week where he dropped like a million.
Yeah. His whole season's worth points. Sweeps are insane so far. Buccaneers at the 49ers. Sean and Matt both picking 49ers. I am picking the 49ers as well.
Yeah,
another sweep. All right.
One of these is bound to lose, bro. Probably like two or three.
Of course.
Of lose.
This one might be one. Jets at the Bills. Sean and Matt picking Bills. I'm picking Bills, but I am afraid because Josh Allen throws a lot of picks.
Dude, should I do it?
I mean, they beat him week one.
I know.
I saw something today.
Bro, you know what? I'm changing it. Give me the Jets.
It's not a hot pick. I saw something that said, will Zach Wilson throw more touchdowns this week? Or will Josh Allen throw more picks to the Jets this week?
Oh, my God. That's so easy. Easily picks. Josh Allen's easily throwing more picks.
Six-game pick streak. That's terrible.
Dude, he's
might
led
be
the league.
Bad.
I seen some. I don't know how accurate it was, but he like led the league in picks for the last 6 years or something.
I don't know about 6 years. I know last year he did. He's been the leader. Definitely in the top whatever it would
be.
You're on your own, but that's not a bad pick. I just don't feel like getting that risky right now.
You know what, man? What do I have to lose?
Nothing.
Not a damn thing.
For Sunday Night Football, we have Seahawks at the Rams. Sean's taking the Rams. Matt's taking the Seahawks. I am taking the Seahawks.
Me as well. I had the Rams. And then I switched it.
I kind of want the Rams, but I'll stick with the Seahawks. You know what? Yeah. No, I'm going the fucking Rams. Because they're going to throw the ball a lot. Let me switch that.
I can't switch it. I got to go with the Seahawks, man.
I wouldn't be surprised if they won.
Lost, bro. They're pissed.
Yeah. Yeah, that was bad. Sunday Night Football, what an awful game. Maybe not. Well, I don't know. Like, even before the season, like, this, I don't know what made them think this would be a good game. Vikings at the Broncos. Sean's taking the Broncos. He's fried. Matt's taking the Vikings. I'm taking the Vikings and Josh Dobbs.
I'm taking Josh Dobbs.
Yeah. He is on another level.
Yeah. I'm all in.
All right. Broncos, nice. They're nice. And Monday Night Football could be the game of the year. Eagles Dolphins was supposed to be game of the year. Well, I guess it was until this game. Eagles at the Chiefs. Of course, Sean and Matt are taking the Eagles. I am as well.
Come on, bro. Don't even ask. Go Birds.
This game's going to be so good. We're getting a revenge.
I can't wait, bro. I think I was talking to Gator about it. I don't even think the game's going to be close, bro.
You don't think so?
I think we win by at least 2 touchdowns.
The Chiefs are not good, as good as they were last year, but it's still a little scary because our passing defense is stinky. But we'll see. I'm confident in the Eagles. I was more worried about the Dolphins than I was this. So yeah, sweep on the Eagles, of course. Sean, are you in the chat? Because that was it for picks. I will do the trivia question now. But if not, I can still ask the trivia question. Let's see. If you have any other questions in the chat, please drop them. Sean is here so I can ask this question when it loads.
I'm so hungry, man.
We will be done in a second.
We're getting Verona's.
I feel like Verona's is always closed. It was for a while. They open like a random Wednesday.
Dude, they close for a whole month in,
August
every year. They can do that because their food is like $1 million.
They make it back in one day.
It's like $20 for 10 wings.
Jesus Christ.
They're not that good.
Yeah. All right. So I have the question here. All right. Trivia question. Josh Dobbs has run for a touchdown in 4 straight games since the merger in 1970. Who are the only other four quarterbacks who have had longer streaks of a rushing touchdown in a game? 2 of these players are active. The other 2 are former number one overall picks in the last 20 years. You've seen all 4 of these guys play. So just to recap the question, who are the only other four quarterbacks who have compiled even longer streaks of a rushing touchdown a game? So more than 4 straight games. One has done it 6. The other 3 quarterbacks have done it 5. 2 quarterbacks are active. 2 of them are retired, but were number one overall picks in the last 20 years.
That doesn't help me at all.
Yeah, Sean, Dobbs was the example.
I have the 2 currents. I have the 2 currents. I don't know if it's even right, but oh.
And it's crazy that Josh Dobbs has
one. I think I have one other one.
Sean, the question is, since the merger in 1970, who are the only other 4 quarterbacks who have compiled a longer streak? So they ran for a touchdown in more than 4 straight games. One has run for a touchdown in 6 straight games, and then the other 3 have run for it in 5 straight games. So Dobbs just needs another touchdown this week rushing, and he will be in the mix for the 5s. One of the one who has the 6 game streak is one of the current quarterbacks.
I think I know who that is.
2 are current, yes. 2 are retired, but were number one overall picks in the last 20 years. Sorry, 23 years. So 2000 was... Wait, what the fuck? When? All right, Sean has locked his answer in. You let me know when you're locked in.
I have three, and I'm not looking at the chat. I don't want to look at my other monitor. Who the fuck are the old ones? The other one. Maybe? Okay. Okay, I locked them all in.
All right.
Wait. Oh my god. Okay. So I have all of Sean's except for Lamar. Instead of Lamar, I have Josh Allen.
Oh. All right. Jalen Hurts, Lamar, Cam Newton. All right. Well, the quarterback who has the 6-game streak did it last year, and it is Justin Fields.
I hate him.
I can't believe Sean didn't get that. But the three other quarterbacks who have done it for 5 straight games, we have Cam in 2021, Kyler in 2020, and Michael Vick in 2010. I don't know when Michael Vick was drafted, but it had to be 2000.
I got the old ones.
Both of Sean's guys, he didn't get either of them. Yeah, he did get the old ones. I'm surprised Jalen Hurts was not in that, but Sean's a phony. And he's going ballistic in the chat. but that's
dude, it. Wait, how many in a row was it?
6.
Oh, never mind.
Or at least 5 or 6. If 5 would put him in with that category with the 3.
Josh Allen needs a rushing touchdown this week then. Dude, he has 3 in a row, then he missed one, then he has 4 in a row.
Oh my god. All right, so he could be back in the mix too, but this website only cared about Josh Dobbs because he's better than Josh Allen. Oh my god, he's the better Josh.
Stop.
he throws less picks.
He does.
All right. That's it for the Week 11 preview. We will be back next week, hopefully all 4 of us, for the Week 11 recap and Week 12 preview.
Matt's never coming back. We're going to have to find a new
Gator. Not Gator. Bring back Dape. Return to Dape. again, if you're again, if you're interested in using Fanatics, go to the link in our bio and take advantage of their current sale using the code NFLST. We are also a part of Old City Sports Network. They have a ton of great podcast sponsors with discounts available using SeatGeek, local breweries, beard oil, and more. As always, make sure to follow us on all platforms: Twitter, IG, Facebook, TikTok. See you guys next week, and good luck in Week 11.
Peace.